This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Baruch Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning some Kuf Nun. We are up to Sif Dalet. Yesterday we saw with the Mechaber that if you build opposite the window of a shul, it's not enough to move your house away for amos, because a shul needs a lot of light. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes Ein Maspik Lai Ratzel Loimar Deilu Banakaz B'Shusay Neged Chalosh Chaver Dino Hu Ditzarach Lachik Arba Amos Kedei Shlo Yafelas Chaloi Noi V'daya V'day. The Gemara in Bava Basra teaches that if you build a wall in your domain opposite the window of your friend, you have to distance it for amos so as not to darken your friend's window. Avo Beveis HaKnes Ditzarach Ar Gadol, a shul that needs a lot of light. Mahani Hachzokas Chaloinois Sheyesh Lohem Mikvar Sheyetzarach Laharchik Yoiser. The chazaka that they have to be in that area helps that somebody who builds a house has to distance himself more than Arba Amois. Veloinis Bar Kama Yois, we don't know how much more. Gal Kopan Bishmoina Amos Vaday Sagi. 8 Amois for sure will work. In other words, we don't know how much, but 8 amos for sure will work. Okay. Look in the Shari Tshuva in the name of the Noda Bihuda. And the difference... Yachriu, the Noda B'Yehuda says, Chachmei Ur lefi ro'oi seneim kama atzach lesek neses. Okay. V'ayim b'prim gadim shemestapik le'inyin azorav ezras nashim. Prim gadim is nesupik. What about the courtyard or the antechamber of the ezras nashim? Gam sham lo'i sagi ba'arba amais. Do there... Two, we say it needs a lot of light. Says the Chavetz Chaim, in his opinion, don't add on to the chumrah of that what Chazal teach, that a shul needs more light. Where does that come from, that a shul needs more light? It comes from the Aguda in the first parak of Baba Kama. The Balavachi Gam Iker Dina Da Mechaber Inoi Barar. Because the whole din of the Mechaber, that a shul needs more light, it's not clear. I would imagine it's not in the Gemara. It's found in only one of the Rishonim. Ayin b'chidusha b'kiv eger, kasa rama b'tshuva soif simelamed beis chatzar, beis haknesha in bo itashmish sanu al rabim. A courtyard of a shul that does not have a private use for the tzibur, meaning people are not doing anything private there. Cannot protest against someone who wants to open up his windows to look out into the courtyard. In other words, let's say you have a shul and a guy and in the courtyard, nobody's doing anything private. What are people doing in the courtyard of a shul? They're standing around talking, let's say. Right, that's where everybody has their phones probably. They probably left it outside in the courtyard, I would imagine. Otherwise, if they brought in the shul, maybe they should just close down the shul already. So probably they left it in the courtyard. So now a guy opens up a house and he's overlooking the courtyard, and now the people are saying, "Yeah, you're infringing on our privacy." So we tell them you have no right to protest. It's like he opened it up against the Rishus HaRabim. But let's say the shul is opening up the window of the shul into his courtyard. He could protest and say, I'm losing my privacy. This is talking about where the individual is opening up his windows to a place where the rabbim are going. This is talking about where the individual is opening up his windows to a place which is a public thoroughfare, and it's not possible for them to build in this place in any way, de'ilav hachi, otherwise yecholim limchos, they could protest. Deshema yurtzu hakol livnois b'makam hazeh, maybe the kol wants to build there. V'hu yitan, and he's going to claim sheyesh lei chazaka b'chalei noisav, that he has a chazaka in his windows, v'yimcha meliv nois, and protest them building. In other words, this din, that if the kahal, basically we're saying that a guy could open up his windows opposite the chatzar of the shul, and the people can't say anything because it's like a public thoroughfare. But it has to be that the tzibur has no way to ever build anything there. Otherwise, they could tell him, you're not to open up your windows here. Maybe we're going to want to build here, and you're going to claim you have a chazaka with your windows to overlook, and then you're going to prevent us from building. Even though the Rama in Chosha Mishpat paskins that a chazaka does not help regarding the kahal, namely against a kahal where the guy will not be able to say, I have a chazak with my windows, I'm not letting you build. In other words, even though the halacha is, you can't claim chazaka against a kahal, they could say they don't want to get involved. He's going to claim he has a chazaka, and then they're going to say, no, there's no chazaka against the kahal, and they're going to have to go to Bezdin, and they know who wants to do that. They want to avoid the whole situation. So they say, look, if this is an area that we're able to build in ultimately, we don't want your windows overlooking it now so that we're not prevented from building in the future. The Mishnah Berurah continues. Kasa b'sefer Chasidim siman tav tav tes zayin chaloin shehoylech keneged rishus harabim. A window that's going keneged the rishus harabim. A window overlooking the rishus harabim. V'nei adam oivrim darach shom leisgansan. People are going by that window to the shul down. People are passing by on the street by that window. Lo yishbuchu meraglayim in a chaloin. Do not pour meraglayim out of the window. Lefi sheyesh shaholchem ashkol beisignas. As people go to shul early in the morning, shaholchem achoshech, and when they go in the dark, lo yuchlu lihizaher, they are not able to be careful. Shlo yistanfu b'meraglayim, not to get soiled with the meraglayim. Uchsiv shemoyer raglecha kasher telech al beis holikim. Guard your feet when you go to the house of the Almighty. Ad kan l'shaynei. Uvelav hachi yeshu zar shalai lishbech shoivchim b'makam alach b'nei adam. Says the Chafetz Chaim, aside from that, aside from the religious aspect of soiling people's garments on the way to shul, yesh li zar shalai lishbech shoivchim b'makam alach b'nei adam. You should not pour out water that's dirty in a public thoroughfare, shalei achlikubam, so they don't slip. Dukamai barbershus harabim. Kasa b'sefer sheiris Yosef. Shchinei beis hakneses. Sheishlam beis hakisei. Shemagiyam imena reachra le beis hakneses. The neighbors of a shul that have a bathroom, that the smell of the bathroom reaches the shul. Trichin harchikai. They have to distance it from the shul. Vafilum kadam ha beis hakisei. Even if the bathroom came first. Lebinyan beis hakneses avil hachitzuchim asalkai. Deshani hezeka derabim mehezeka deyachid. A damage that you cause to the tzibur is different than one that you cause to an individual. So in other words, the shul could tell you, you know, it's very nice, you've been living here for 20 years, remove your bathroom now. The only thing is the shul has to pay him. There's a parallel case in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber Sifhei. In Poischin Pesach Beis HaKnesses Ela Keneged Hatzad Shemespalim Bay Ba'oisa Ir. The door of the shul should be in the direction that they're davening in. She'im ispalalim lamarav, if they're facing west, yiftechu lemizrach, the door should be on the east. We don't want to be in a situation where people are davening and all of a sudden they're also simultaneously taking attendance of who's walking in and out of the shul. Now, why shuls have doors on the side and not opposite the aroin? I don't know. I'm not sure. But here's, no, I'm sorry, that's not the reason. The reason that I said is not the reason the Mechaber gives. Why? She'im mispalin lamarav, if you're down to the west, you'd chulim ezok, kidei she'yishtachavu mina pesach negad ha'arayin. So that you could bow from the doorway in the direction of the arayin. Shehu baruach she'mispalim negdai. In other words, it is considered proper that you walk into the shul, you bow toward the arayin. So again, that would also be a reason why it shouldn't be on the side. It should be directly ahead. Basically, the Mishnah Berurah is going to say that nowadays also, the doorway needs to be opposite the Arayin. 90% of shuls don't have it that way. You could always build a new shul and do it the right way, you know? That's always an option. But first get a cloth, meaning first you get a cloth, and then you could make sure the door is opposite the Arayin. We'll see that tomorrow.
Is there any way to still have money to buy out the bathroom?
Hmm.
Recording stopped.
If you invest in...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.